Good morning. High pressure continues to build into the region from southern Ontario and the Great Lakes. As a result, the northwesterly breeze persisted overnight. This allowed temperatures to drop back mainly into the 30s and some lower 40s here first thing this morning. So a bit of a chill in the air, especially with that breeze. Although as high pressure settles in overhead, the wind will tend to relax, especially across New York State today, while it'll still be a bit blustery over portions of New England, especially the higher terrain. But everyone will enjoy full sunshine through the day today, and temperatures will come back off our morning lows and climb through the 40s and 50s, and we'll average out in the lower 60s for afternoon highs. That high pressure center overhead tonight will produce another clear sky, and temperatures will dip back into the 30s. So a chilly start again tomorrow. But we'll have plenty of sunshine, especially the first half of the day. And with a developing southerly wind flow, temperatures will climb above today's levels and up toward the 70-degree mark. Clouds will begin to increase late in the day tomorrow with the approach of the next system from the Midwest. That system will arrive late on Thursday night with clouds and a few showers by sunrise as temperatures only go back into the 50s. Then, with a high starting point, we'll make it back into the 60s on Friday, although with that storm passing through, we'll have cloudy skies and occasional rain showers. Behind this system, it'll turn blustery and much cooler on Saturday. Skies will be mostly sunny, but highs will only manage to get into the upper 50s with that wind adding to the chill. A weak disturbance passing through in the northwest wind flow on Sunday will produce more cloud cover and the risk of a shower, but mainly dry, and the cool theme will persist for the second half of the weekend with highs staying in the 50s. In fact, 50s are likely for the early part of next week as a couple of disturbances pass by with a few showers on Monday and mid-50s even with a return to more sunshine on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the system that brought widespread heavy precipitation and flooding to portions of the southern and central plains will slowly track to the east through the end of the week. Showers and thunderstorms will continue over already soaked portions of the Texas Gulf Coast and the southern plains before expanding to the Midwest and upper Midwest by tonight and into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys tomorrow. Flood watches and warnings remain in place across eastern Texas and western Louisiana. Some of the storms that develop in northern Texas today could become severe. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has issued a slight risk for northwestern Texas for gusty wind, hail, and a small chance for a tornado. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 12 degrees with a north wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 23, 47% relative humidity, a north wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Gothic, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the lower 60s, Boston sunny, breezy, mid-50s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 44. The average temperature, 55, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 1.30 inches for the month, which is 73 hundredths below average, and 7.79 inches for the year, which is 2.24 inches of liquid precipitation below average. There were 10 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 416, that's 46 above normal, and 5,027 for the season, which is 1,216 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 93, set in 1941, and the record low, 19, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:44 p.m., 13 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and seasonably mild today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and seasonably mild today, with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and seasonably mild today, with highs right around 60. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, seasonably mild today, with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine today, seasonably mild, with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to late-day clouds, breezy and warmer, but dry through the daylight hours, with highs around 70. A good chance of showers late Thursday night and especially on Friday, otherwise cloudy, Friday afternoon in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny, windy, cooler Saturday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy Sunday, just the outside risk of a shower, staying in the middle and upper 50s. Mid-50s on Monday with the chance of showers, and windy and chilly on Tuesday, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.